This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, new incarnation of the Payday Podcast. We're on a new channel. Loomer Loney has been replaced by two people, myself and Chris Scheim. Mutt was on time for the first episode. Chris Scheim was not in the big, the upset of the century.
That's a fact. Absolute fact.
Minute
10 minutes.
3:01, I walked in.
Record
today.
A podcast.
Mutt was too busy doing other things.
You find the live odds yet? Do you know what the lines are for this weekend's game?
Sure do. Have them right in front of me. I'm ready to go.
And just got them 2 seconds ago.
So did you.
That's fair.
And that was an absolute skip to the end of the episode, but listen to the whole episode first if you want to hear that whole interaction, because it took quite a bit. So if you listen to the previous incarnation of M&M Investments, which is on this channel, or the Payday Podcast on the old Off Day channel with myself and Scheim, this show you're about to hear is sort of a mishmash of both of those. You will get line talk, line movement talk, shenanigans, picks.
Same old sounders.
I'm retiring from Best Bet, but the rest of our shenanigans are still there.
Why, have your Best Bet's been that bad?
It's been pretty bad for John.
I don't think John can
hit an over-under if he, like, tried his absolute hardest. If he picked every game,
oh, we have to stick with it then. You have to give a Best Bet.
Oh, you
have
to.
Okay, well, I have 30 minutes to come up with it then.
There you go.
And that is coming up on the new Payday Podcast. All right, and as I said, new incarnation of the Payday here on the new channel. Mutt, welcome.
Is it called the Payday Podcast? Is it called the Payday? Is it called the Payday Pod? What's the official name?
We are the Payday. And if you want to find us on Twitter, though, you're going to find the Payday Pod.
There you go. So it's this is the Payday. I like that. We don't need the podcast part. People know they're listening to a podcast. This is the Payday.
I try to tell this to Rob Bradford. I'm like, if you click on it, then that means that you upload. Like, he was trying to tell me, like, oh, you got to put all the episode title, all the episode number, and all this bullcrap to show consistency. Yeah. And I'm like, the podcast is there. They know they're listening to a podcast. Yeah. Is that not consistent?
Well, this should be the Payday episode one. Now that this is the Payday episode one.
This is the pilot episode. And then this is good because now next week we can reuse Electric Boogaloo.
Which we're very good at.
Oh, God.
Which we had already used once. So Mutt actually did appear on the old incarnation of the Payday. And I actually have just a slight little peek back in that, something Mutt up.
Let's hear it. Go. The Miami Dolphins have an over-under total of 5. If you bet the over, you're getting a plus 120. And this is more of a bet against the Bills and Jets than it is on the Dolphins. But they have their quarterback situation kind of sort of figured out. They always win a game or two at the end of the year where it's hot and teams go down there and they can't play in Miami. And their coaching staff is 10 times better than it was. Adam Gase with the smelling salts on the side last night for the Jets. He's out of there. They bring back a guy who we saw coach the defense here last year in New England. I think it's more of a bet against Josh Allen in Buffalo and a bet against Darnold and the Jets and sort of the hype they're getting. Give me the Dolphins over 5.
What do we say to that 5 weeks into the season?
Well, I think if I could bet it again, I would say Dolphins over 4. I would only move it again. They're still in this thing. They still get the
Redskins.
They get the Bills twice. They get the Redskins. So we got there's some opportunities there. I don't think that was me. You doctored my voice.
That was
definitely you. Because you also, I don't know if John has this audio, you also said that I was crazy for thinking the Raiders had any chance at more than 6 wins.
Now that's absolutely.
Now that is something we will get to here. Actually, we were going to get to it right here. Mutt versus Scheim, preseason podcast. Scheim took Raiders over 6 wins.
Yep.
Mutt took them under 6 wins.
So they have 3 right now.
And yep, how do we feel about yep, that right
three
now?
3 through 5 weeks.
I probably feel like Scheim, I would cash out right now. Scheim offered me a cash out, but I mean it's not, it's still the Raiders, it's still John Gruden. They still do stupid things. So I mean it's not a lock by any means.
No,
there are some of these
not.
You look at now, it feels like you've already locked some of these in. That's not a lock because the Raiders.
No, but I feel like the Raiders are a 500 team, having beaten good football teams like the Colts and the Bears already yet this season. So, and I mean, their schedule is not the hardest. They get to play the Chargers twice, and they get to play the Broncos. Like, it's not a difficult way to get to 6 wins at this point.
Do you have the record on the Dale and Keefe show with Scheim? We did a wins draft, and I am dominating that 17,
yes, Mutt is
17 to 16,
that.
And Scheim is dead last.
Well, yeah, I also picked off the junk heap.
Doesn't matter. You didn't could have taken the Bills.
That's
the Bills would have helped you.
I could have taken
out
the Colts, too.
Killing you in that. You know, those tough numbers. No, only the dumb things I said in this stupid podcast.
I think my best team on that is the Panthers, who have 3 wins. And then I also have the Broncos.
Kyle Allen time.
1.
Well, you picked the Bills, though, right?
I didn't.
You no,
didn't
he could have. He left the Bills out of
Bill.
Bills. Oh, if you like the Raiders so much, why didn't you take the Raiders in that?
Yeah, I didn't think they were going to win this much.
Well, and like I said, we will be mixing the previous M&M with the Payday podcast. Big thing on this podcast, victory laps, and we've been taking one for the Buffalo Bills so far this season. That is our victory lap music, Mutt and the M&M Investments audience. So listen for that. That is when we are dabbing all over you. It's an audio experience, so you don't see that.
Why have you guys been betting the Bills blind every week?
That was actually my college fund pick of the week when they played the Patriots, was the Bills. The line at the time was 7.5. It moved to 7 by game time.
What's the difference between a college fund bet and a best bet?
So, well,
you
so
guys
like our
are
best
real
bet
degenerates. Yes. Jesus.
So our best bet is more so just like the, it's basically parlay time, where we're giving you the best parlay to go out and win as much money as possible. Our college fund lock of the week is a pick we are so confident in that you can, like, bet everything. Bet the house, bet your kids' college fund, bet everything.
Do you give a college fund pick every week?
No. We only do it when we feel extremely confident, and we're both 1-0 on our college fund.
All right, so you get, so
mine was a
parlay. 5 weeks in, you've given 1. All right, that's about
right. But it was the Bills. But it was the Bills-Patriots I gave it on, and the analysis was what people should have come for in that game because the analysis was unbelievable, and then the college fund pick hit. So.
And then mine was week 2's parlay. My best bet was my college fund lock of the week. Hit a nice little 4-leg parlay or 3-leg parlay that crushed it, which was basically just Cowboys, Chiefs, Ravens.
So is this whole podcast you guys patting each other on the back for picks you gave out on
no.
An offshoot of a different football podcast, was up until I joined and saved this and made a new channel?
No, but if it was, we would be giving you a pat on the back because you had a great week this week.
On 4-0, when do you want to start with that? 4-0.
Hey, there you go. Take your victory lap.
Mutt's first victory lap. And one thing we will do in a second, we'll let Mutt go over his picks from last week. We have compiled Scheim and I's picks into one continuous. We used to just play each individual 1 week, but all of them in one now because we want to get to game talk quicker than we used to, which was last week we talked about Hamlet, I think.
We talked about
5 minutes.
We talked about Russian history.
So, Mutt, give us some of your picks from last week. And
I got
take
all four of them right here. Well,
okay.
2 overs. We had Arizona Cincy over, Houston Atlanta over. That'll be a theme for me again this week.
Ooh.
Carolina laying 3 against Jacksonville. They barely covered, needed every bit of that fourth quarter without Christian McCaffrey. And then the Patriots, I picked the Patriots game every week on my show, Mud at Night on Fridays, and I picked them to cover easily, and they did. So coming into this year, I was not a big totals guy. I'm having better luck this year with totals than I've ever had in my life.
And
so
I am pushing
those. What's that?
I think you've taken all the luck there as John has struggled mightily with the totals.
So last week, my best bets, I did 4 over-unders. I picked the opposite of what I thought. And I actually
went up.
I went 2 for 4.
Wow.
Whereas I was consistently going
1 for 4. Is not okay. That's okay. So you lost.
Yeah.
You okay? Do you realize 2 for 4 is losing?
Yes,
if you, when you factor
in
the
hit,
juice, you lost.
I hit on 2 of the 4 components.
Why are you bragging about losing? Is this what we do? This is what the payday does?
No, it's not.
Hey,
trust me.
Listen. I only lost a little bit of money last week. I didn't have to dip into my entire savings fund to be
college fund
loaded up for this week. Wow. Victory laps on 2 and 4. Listen, I'm going to do very well. That's all. That's the bar is set. You only lost the
50%.
Juice? Oh, excellent. Great. Awesome.
All right. You want to hear what Scheim's picks were last week?
Go. Trip through them. Yes.
Give me the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3 in New Orleans. Give me the Baltimore Ravens -3.5 in Pittsburgh. Give me
stop,
the Cleveland
stop
Browns
it real quick. Stop. Does Anderson do an ooh every time?
Just about.
That, you got to stop that. That's got to go. This is the pilot episode. That's got to go. Keep going. Keep going. Let's go.
Plus three, I think it still is. No, 3.5 now in San Francisco. They're going to break Jimmy G's undefeated record.
Really?
This year.
Yeah. Wow. So you went 0-3.
0-3. Hard.
You're going to have those weeks.
Yeah, it was a tough week for me. The only game that I ended up even getting right, that I even bet on that I got right, was the Arizona game. Ooh. I took the Arizona money line. Hit hard on that. That was about it. That is literally the only one.
All right,
we're roping people in here in the first 5 minutes.
I'm joining a podcast where Shine went 0-3 and Anderson's bragging about 2-4. Let me hear your picks. Go.
I am absolutely going to take the Giants plus 6 at home against the Vikings.
Since it's...
I'm taking the Houston Texans minus 5. Cardinals plus 3 at the Bengals. So the Houston Texans,
okay,
thing, the reason why Shine was dying laughing there is because last week we inducted a new gospel. Now, Mutt, the gospel music, and to the new listeners of this podcast, is this. Because we have 3 gospels on this podcast, one of which is bet against Mike Zimmer outdoors on the road. He is now...
How'd that work?
He was... Oh, well, it's an asterisk now.
How'd that work last week?
It's an asterisk now.
How did that work?
Not well.
They did not win
Shine,
or cover.
Shine was begging Zarbano for extra shifts. That's what I saw. That's how well that worked. He said, can I come in and do Mustard and Johnson on Saturday? So we know all that. Go ahead. So what are the other gospels? You're 0-1.
Well, no, that one, 1 asterisk, 12-1 under Zimmer, outdoors, okay, on the roads, winning the games or covering the spread.
Gotcha.
And that's without Saquon. So that's something that you still want to keep in your back pocket.
Did easily last week, but go ahead.
And then normally number 2 is pick the Kansas City Chiefs just to win.
Who?
The Kansas City
Chiefs.
Kansas
City Chiefs. You just said the Kansas City Chiefs.
I did no such thing. The Kansas City Chiefs to win if they're not playing the New England Patriots. Also didn't play well last week.
And the last one is... which is the one that hit there, bet against Bill O'Brien when he is up against a member of the Reed or Mike Shanahan coaching tree.
So smart opposing coaches.
Smart offensive coordinators.
That actually makes sense.
DeFilippo, that one hit.
Yep.
Carolina, not from that tree, but North Turner's smart. That one hit.
Yep.
Atlanta's dumb, so it didn't hit.
Exactly.
They also have a horrible defense, so... that was
Gospels
the pick there.
Don't necessarily have to be... So college bets... once in a while,
you
and now gospel art things that actually always happen. Okay, good. I like this. The big gray area on this podcast.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, with the Chiefs one,
really
it's going to win like 13 out of 16 times in a season, generally.
So. All right, and the final thing before we get to the good part of the podcast, and I hand over hosting duties to Mutt.
I think you just rolled it. You're doing a great job. I'm not. You take it. Keep going.
I'll take it.
Good.
I'll take it. I prefer that. I like to have power. I'm a control freak.
You did say Mutt's a great third man. Fantastic
Mutt, yes.
Third man.
Thanks.
So far,
we're definitely going to cut down on the sound effects. I've already... There's an email here to Bradford saying way too much sound. But enjoy this pilot episode, John.
So we usually do a news segment. We're going to cut the news segment for time purposes.
This is like Good Morning, Miss Bliss. Was the Saved by the Bell pilot? Is something Miss Bliss? This is like those episodes where...
Saved by the Bell. Yeah.
It was Lopez and it was Zach Morris and a couple characters. I think Screech might have been there.
Am I Screech?
But
I
then eventually
Screech.
When they say by the Bell, they tighten things up. So this is the Miss Bliss episode of Saved by the Bell.
So I had mentioned earlier, which is going to air at the end of the episode because it was before we actually started the episode, that we had a lot of line movement the last couple of days. Sometimes you look at the line movement, you're like, oh, well, why did the line move? I noticed Seattle at Cleveland went from 1.5 to 2.0, and I figured out why. And this is our news sounder, by the way, Mutt.
Very serious news sound. I respect that. Yep.
Absolutely.
Dan Rather.
Tyler Lockett has come out as a virgin.
That's why the line moved.
So the line has now moved 0.5 points.
A 27-year-old virgin. He said, and I quote, even if Beyonce was in front of me, I wouldn't touch it.
There's something about the Seattle Seahawks. Remember for a lot, Russell Wilson got married, and now Tyler Lockett. And by the way, Lockett's a stud. They need to get him the ball more.
Luke Wilson's definitely a virgin.
I believe
there is no shot Luke Wilson's a virgin.
Did you see him on the boat with his dad?
He's Canadian.
He's a star. I mean, he walks in any bar in Canada, gets a 6% Molson, and they got women all over him. There's no way.
100%.
No shot.
But I agree that they need to get the ball to Tyler Lockett more.
Stop throwing to Will Disley. I don't care about Will Disley. I care about Tyler Lockett and Russ Wilson stacks.
Well,
that's what I care about.
Coming into the season, Tyler Lockett, best receiver receiving the ball 10 yards or more down the field over the middle of the field. Russell Wilson, also best quarterback in the league at throwing at that exact spot. So kind of a match made in heaven. They need to be targeting him more often.
Lockett dropped some passes early this season, though, so...
He's so good. And it's
that catch in the end zone was insane.
These defenses still don't know how to deal with slot receivers, and he works so well in the slot. I mean, I will get back to Seattle because they're one of my plays, or that game is one of my plays here this week.
Okay.
You said the line movement. There's been a lot, even since Sunday. I saw where if you before the Monday night game, you could have gotten, because the people liked the Browns this year. The Browns were a hot team. They liked Baker Mayfield.
Yep.
Seattle was a 2.5-point dog before the game Monday night. So if you thought, okay, Seattle played well on Thursday, they're getting 10 days, it'll be Cleveland on a short week. I was not smart enough to do this, but you could have gotten Seattle plus 2.5 before Cleveland absolutely laid a stinker on Monday night, which is why I think we're going to get picks based on the lines today, courtesy of William Hill. The reality is a lot of the best lines are already long gone by the time that we sit here and talk. And I think a lot of the people that listen have probably already jumped in or are going to be jumping in a little bit later than you're getting the best of the number. And that's the reality, unless you're paying attention to it and you can get jump in right away. So many people bet these things sharp that, you know, went from 1.5, it's already a 2 up for Seattle, and a million of these games have moved.
Kansas City went from -5 to -4 in one day.
I mean,
that's injury report right there.
There's a bunch of these. When you look through, like,
Saints game has already dropped a half a point, too.
Tampa opens a pick 'em. It's 2.5 Carolina now. We can go through the entire, this, you know, there's a million games like this. And so I think what I want to point out, and you guys have probably pointed it out throughout the course of the season, the lines that we'll talk about are the lines being offered on Thursday afternoon.
Yep.
And obviously by the time you get to Sunday and you're walking up to the window or you're logging on to your account, the lines might be different. We're talking about the lines as they appear today on Thursday afternoon.
Right. And like you said, it's a tough week. It took me about 5 minutes to talk myself into 9 games, though.
Well, that's a sign of a degenerate. That's why if you're listening as part of the MM Investments channel, these two are degenerates. I said this in the 100% preview pod yesterday. I mean, Shime especially. I can't speak directly to Anderson, but all Shime wants to do in the office is talk daily fantasy and gambling. And he and Keith, every time I walk in during that midday show, it's all gambling talk.
Right.
That's it.
Well, can I convince
you? Dale's like, what are you guys talking about? And Shime's like, don't worry.
Podcast?
Dale.
What?
We got it. We got it, Dale.
We got it.
I'll give you one sentence to convince you. I bet on the Hall of Fame game.
Well, that's true. It doesn't get better. Doesn't get better than that.
Doesn't. Yeah.
All right. Like I said, I have 9 lines I like. I will not pick 9 of them. I will. We'll do this first. Shine. Would you like to kick, receive, defer, or punt?
I'm gonna.
What now?
Yeah, I don't think those are the options. I'm gonna kick.
Isn't kick and defer the exact same thing?
No, defer means you're deferring the option to pick, and then the other person gets to pick would they like to kick or receive.
Okay, so you're deferring
the option to the second half.
What would you like to do?
I would like to make a pick.
Yeah, okay.
We came here to do right.
Yeah. And I'll defer to Mutt.
Well, it was my choice.
Mutt, go ahead.
To go. You like 9 games this week?
I like 5.
So you're not going to give out 9 picks, correct?
No, I'm giving out 3.
Just so I can get a gauge for...
I'm giving out 3 picks.
I know, but do me a favor. Email me the 9 you like, and I'm going to go the other way on all 9.
No, that's my over-unders.
I feel like hashtag fade JA is a good feeling this week.
Good
you
one.
Don't. You seem rattled by someone coming into the podcast. You liked having your little
neck. You're pissing on his territory a little
bit. Oh, he definitely is. Yeah.
I'm threatened by the new third man.
Yeah,
yes,
you really are.
I'm fine being the third man. I am fine letting you host this thing.
Okay.
Muck comes in looking good because he's got to go to Encore Boston tonight.
We got a big event tonight.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wanted to look
John
good.
John feels very intimidated.
I get to work with Jermaine Wiggins tonight. We use a lot of dumb stuff. I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to try to see tonight's game. People may listen to this by the time the game's already played. I would not bet this game with your money, either one of you. This is one of these games where the spread, it feels about right.
Weather.
The weather is a huge question. And what is the Patriots' motivation? So let's say it's 20-0 at halftime. What's their motivation to keep Brady out there in the second half and not just put in Jarrett Stidham? I don't know, and that's why this is one of these games where I want to bet on games where I feel like I know something. I know nothing about how these teams want to handle this game.
My tonight. View on this is I feel like the best bet on this specific game is the under.
Oh, you're giving a best bet?
No, that's not the best way to go about betting on this game is betting the under, because I think weather plus the Patriots really want to start establishing the run game. And if they're going to do it, they have to start it now before they start facing this stretch of teams that's actually going to be competitive against them. And if they're not able to establish the run game now, they're going to struggle down the road. So I feel like this is one of those games.
Yeah, but you aren't actually worried about that with offensive linemen coming back, though.
It'll be easier. I think Belichick is, though. Because they haven't shown that they can successfully run the football this season. And you go back to that game in Miami a couple years ago where he's like, no, we're not passing until we get a first down running the football. But I feel like tonight could be that kind of night. it doesn't matter. I feel like that tonight Steven could Jackson. Be that kind of night
okay.
where Sony Michel is going to touch the ball 20-plus times.
Well, maybe Rex Burkhead, as of this recording, is probably not going to play, so Damian Harris might get unleashed. Brandon Bolden, like, what's to stop them from giving the ball to Brandon Bolden?
Yeah, exactly.
The last three times that people have said, oh, Damian Harris is going to play tonight, he's been inactive every single time this season. So I don't know. Whatever. Let's stop talking about a game that's going to have happened by the time people listen to this.
I'm going to start.
I'll defer to Mutt.
There's three or four that I like. Thanks, since Scheim already kicked to me. There's three or four that I like today. I guess I'll go with just the one I feel most confident. Because does this work where if I make the pick, you guys can't make that pick?
It's worked out that way. Yeah, coincidentally.
Now there's three of us. So I don't. Yeah. You tell me.
I got nine picks, so.
Okay, well, I'm just going to take Seattle and lay the 2 points against Cleveland.
I think
you have an opportunity to get he's the current MVP. Russ Wilson's the MVP. Cleveland's playing on a short week. Seattle gets 10 days. Seattle is 7-1 against the spread in their last eight games on the road. The Browns are 2-5 their last seven at home against the spread. And there's enough confusion there with Cleveland to make me believe that they might be in the midst of really not knowing what the hell is going on. You know, Todd Monken called the plays last year. Now Freddie Kitchen is calling him. He appears clueless. They're trying to run the ball when they have Baker Mayfield and Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham. The break for Seattle works out well. The time change won't be a difference with the 10 days. Give me Seattle and lay the two. I think they win the game, you know, convincingly, and all I need to do is win by a field goal. So I think it's the best from a line standpoint. I think it's the best bet on the board. Seattle laying two at Cleveland.
I think we need to induct Freddie Kitchen into the category of dumb coach.
At least for now. Yeah,
absolutely.
Until proven otherwise.
Yes.
The Bill O'Brien Memorial Dumb Coaches column, putting Freddie Kitchen
in there. That whole post game 2 weeks ago where he's like, put that on me, blame me. The play calling was just atrocious.
And where
the
has Odell
and nine
Beckham
draw
been?
Play?
He's been
non-existent. You know he's doing? Running and throwing the ball. That's what he's doing.
Why? He's your best receiver.
Because
people need to pay attention to offensive lines in the offseason. Because all offseason.
We took a victory lap on this earlier. John and I told you coming into this season.
All offseason, we were talking. The Browns O-line was clearly going to be bad. Greg Robinson.
They traded away one of their best guards to the Giants for Odell Beckham Jr., which is just ruined.
Technically, that was for Olivier Vernon, but.
Regardless.
Whatever.
Regardless.
Details.
They've ruined.
All offseason, I had to work with Mark James a lot during the summer months.
Yep.
Mark James would go on the air and say, like, oh, you know, the Patriots don't have anyone. And then he'd sit there and he'd go, Nick Chubb. Odell Beckham. He just lists all these skill position players. I'm sitting there, I'm like, dude, say one lineman on this team.
Yeah, lineman's not, if I start naming linemen on my show at night, people are going to fall asleep.
I understand it gets boring, and I understand why people don't do it, but when you're actually trying to predict what teams are going to be good and bad, I think offensive line is one of the biggest indicators of that, next to quarterback and play calling and head coach, smart, dumb coach, whatever.
All right, so we'll put him in that category. Give me Seattle laying the two. Who's next?
Perfect. I'm going to take the 49ers at the Rams this week. They're getting 3 points. I just think...
I shouldn't have deferred.
It's your own fault. I think Jared Goff doesn't know what he's doing. I think he looks horrible. I think the only person he can throw the football to right now is Cooper Kupp, and then Gerald Everett had a random good game last week. I think that the 49ers defense is astronomically better than what we expected them to be, and I think they're going to completely shut down this Rams offense, being unable to unleash Todd Gurley the way they have in years past. Jared Goff looks as bad as he's ever looked, and the 49ers look like a competent team, and it doesn't matter what running back they put in the game. Whatever running back they decide to play in whatever week decides to run all over every team they face.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the 49ers getting three in LA.
So I actually feel comfortable doing the same pick here because I had different logic, and I think it adds to the 49ers plus three. First off, Gurley, as of right now, has some sort of contusion on his knee and might not even play.
Didn't practice today.
Right, so this might be the Darrell Henderson week, which, you know, that is what it is. Last week, McVay played around with the tight ends where he actually used a lot less 11 and more 12. And if you looked at the breakdown of the personnel, every time he had two tight ends on the field, he ran the ball. And every time he was in 11, they passed the ball. And it was like very obvious for Seattle what they were doing. And Seattle won the game in a fluky way towards the end anyway. Or did Seattle lose? Do I have that backwards?
Seattle won.
Seattle won.
Greg Zuerlein missed the kick
despite their bad play calling. But McVay, the two tight end set thing. San Francisco's DVOA right now. Mutt, we're big analytics guys, so get ready.
Yeah, I'm going to smack the analytics in the face in a second. Finish your point. Go ahead.
So New England and San Francisco right now are miles ahead of everyone by DVOA. It's not even close. Kyle Juszczyk injury I am coming out right now as a Shanna Stan. I am in love with Kyle Shanahan. I think he is the most genius play caller that the NFL has ever seen in its history. Kyle Juszczyk is out. Do we think Kyle Shanahan is just going to magically stop using two running backs?
No.
No, they had like five fullbacks.
Exactly.
They're still going to use the fullback.
But the thing is, I don't think they're going to use the fullback as much as they used to, but I do think we're going to see a lot more of, say, Matt Breida and Tevin Coleman on the field at the same time, which we have not really seen under Shanahan. So I think a defensive coordinator, no matter who it is, Wade Phillips, trying to defend against Kyle Shanahan, doing Kyle Shanahan things that no one's seen before, is a recipe for disaster. San Francisco plus three. You know what? I'm feeling so confident here. We're making it the college fund lock of the week.
That's different from a best bet?
That is completely
no,
that's, different.
That's like okay. A step up.
Wow.
Like,
so your first pick, you guys both have the same pick, which is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So your DVOA numbers. So everyone has been critical of the Patriots' schedule so far, so they played nobody. Here's the 49ers' schedule. Now, maybe you're right, Shine. Maybe they're better than we expected. They played the Bucks, the Bengals, the Steelers, and the Browns. Those are their first four. So they have not played any murderer's row. The schedule gets tough now because they'll have the Rams, the Panthers in a couple weeks. They'll finally get division games, Cardinals and Seahawks. It's not one of my picks. I am definitely on the other side with you guys. I think Jared Goff has 120 passes. His last two games, they're going to throw it up. They're going to try to throw it over San Francisco. And I would be, if I was making a pick, I'd be on the Rams in this game. But you guys, I like your breakdown. I like the confidence. I think you're putting a little too much stock in what you just saw on Monday night, 49ers dismantling Cleveland. That's what I think.
Okay. Your second pick, Mutt.
I'm going to go back to what's been my bread and butter so far, and it's been over-unders. And I'm going to go back to, and this is number has, it's a high number. I understand that going in. But I want to bet this team every time they're going to be on the board, every time there's an over available. Give me Houston, Atlanta, over. Here this week. Now, let me just pull up the exact number. I want to get this
Houston,
right.
Atlanta played last week. And they did go over. I hit on that.
Yeah, so did Mutt.
What do I have here? Hold on.
Arizona.
Houston,
Atlanta.
Sorry. Kansas City.
Atlanta, Arizona
yep.
Is the over. I have it at 51.5.
Yep.
Arizona plays as fast as anyone in the NFL. It's what Kingsbury's wanted to do. They're not great, obviously, but they run so many plays, it gives their team and the other team plenty of opportunities. This is a good one. Only Miami allows more points per game and per snap than the Atlanta Falcons. They stink defensively.
Yep.
The line has moved. It's already 51.5. It's right on the edge of where I'd go. But I'm going to keep betting Arizona overs until they bury me. It was halftime didn't look great last week against Cleveland. It was an avalanche of points there in the second half.
That overtime kick saved you.
It was huge. Well, once I get to overtime, I knew it. Like it was good. Someone's going to score. We're going to end a tie.
Yeah.
So I felt pretty good about that. Atlanta, Arizona, 51.5. Give me the over.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to go right back to the well. I said they haven't screwed me yet this season. Then they proceeded to screw me. I avoided them last week because they played the Green Bay Packers. I'm glad I did
Among
that.
Among other people who screwed you last week.
Yeah. This week, they're playing the Jets. Give me the Dallas Cowboys laying 7 in the Meadowlands against the Jets.
I don't know. Loverboy's
Sam Darnold's back.
I don't care. Sam Darnold, he's been out for, what, 4 weeks now?
Yeah, mono.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to look the exact same as he was coming into the season. He's been off the football field for 4 weeks. He just started activities last week.
All right, relax. We agree with you.
What size is a reduced like spleen size now? Like what said, this spleen was enlarged.
It's like a raisin, I think.
Is that it?
Yeah, like that big.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought a spleen was more like a pear.
I thought it was grapefruit. So we have three different fruits here.
Okay.
Someone Google that. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If you're listening to him, Google that and send us a tweet at PaydayPod.
Yes, do that.
So we have the answer. Go ahead.
Is that account active yet?
Yes. So as soon as this podcast goes out, you'll be able to follow at the Payday
Pod. Is it on like a dead man switch? Like if one of us dies, the account automatically goes active?
No.
Yes. And the browsing history for that computer gets deleted.
Thanks.
But yeah, no, I think the Cowboys, having lost two in a row, I think they're going to bounce back here. I think this is the perfect opportunity. 7 is just about the extent I would take it. They beat up on Miami when they played Miami, like they should have. And I think they're going to beat up on the Jets like they should. Give me Dallas laying 7 in New York.
And my next pick, I was in on Arizona, Atlanta, not the over like you. Maybe I'll talk about that for my third. But Carolina -2.5 in London. Against the Buccaneers.
I like them this week.
I love this one. Tampa Bay's run defense has come out of nowhere this year and is the best in the league right now, and it's kind of not even close. The thing is, I talked about Norv Turner earlier as a smart offensive coordinator. They'll run the ball to McCaffrey, obviously. He'll get 20, 22 carries, But they use McCaffrey in a much more efficient way. It passes out of the backfield, designed plays, high percentage passes to him in the flat. So the run defense, the extension of the run game, the pass game for the Panthers is how they're going to sort of use their, run game, I guess, on the Buccaneers. So I think that will sort of, I can't think of the word right now. This is why you should host Mutt.
Well, again, this is the Miss Bliss episodes. We'll eventually transition, but you're doing a good job.
Oh, flatten things out.
It'll sort of offset is the word I'm looking for there. Offset the mammoth pass or run defense of the Buccaneers, excuse me. Pass defense for the Carolina Panthers, whereas is second in the league right now. It was one. I know that because Eric Reed was chirping it on Twitter. It is two right now, and it's sort of, I don't want to say mercurial because I'm sick of that word after the Kyrie Irving coverage of the last year at the station, but pass defense for the versus run for both of those teams are flip-flopped, but I think pass defense is a lot more important. I think Kyle Allen's playing great right now. Winston is bound to have one of those four interception games, especially in London. I think that kind of messes with people. So I'm taking Carolina minus 2.5 at the Buccaneers, but in London.
McCaffrey's going to have a huge game underneath.
Again.
He's going to have 8, 9, 10 catches.
Where are you on McCaffrey MVP?
No, Russ Wilson's the MVP.
Well, top three,
running
top four.
Fine, but it's a bigger discussion. A running back right now in the NFL cannot be MVP. The league is so, it is so dependent on quarterbacks.
Offensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sure.
But
why? Yeah, so Russ will
0% chance.
We're talking about this in week
MVP.
Five. There's a million. Yeah. Pat Mahomes is going to go on a great run here. Some other quarterback will go. Dak might go on a big run for Dallas, but he's in the mix. But I wouldn't. Would you pick him right now for MVP?
No, absolutely not.
No.
He's like maybe daily fantasy MVP or fantasy football MVP. 100%. But he's not
He's
MVP.
Top five though.
Yeah.
It's him and four quarterbacks.
He's
right
the
now.
Closest Probably. You can get to a non-quarterback being on the list.
And I'm sure there are the defensive people look at this stuff. Aaron Darnold's probably somewhere, right? Because he's always a monster.
He has to be.
Given what the Rams do. So am I up for my pick?
You are
right,
up.
So
yes, sir.
So we have to give a best bet. This will be my best bet. Is there
right.
a sounder for best bet? Or just
no,
college fund?
No. Make sure you ask permission before every pick, though.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm trying to figure out this rotation. Like, he's kicking. Is there, like, ghost runners in wiffle ball? I have no
rotation?
Idea.
We have gone in the same exact order the whole time. All right.
Again,
whatever.
I need to find.
All right, I'll defer.
You deferred again. I accept. I'm going to go to Sunday Night Football. People get to Sunday Night Football, and they are ready to bet the favorite. They're ready to bet the over. And I'm going to tell you, that's not where you want to go on Sunday. Sunday night, Chargers host the Steelers, two teams that want to play in an absolute crawl. Phillip Rivers, they were down, was it two touchdowns early?
Yep.
And I had a lot of investment in Charger players, and they were still just grinding it out and handing it off
so
and check
bad.
Down to Eckler and check down to Eckler and check down to Eckler. The Steelers, as you've seen with this offense, now they're running Wildcat with Jalen Samuels because they have no Ben Roethlisberger.
He's out, though, right?
The line is 41. Well, so it'll be even more. So who else is going to run Wildcat? So it'll be James Conner out of the Wildcat.
They have the duck collar under center.
And if he plays, I don't know, I guess Rudolph's sort of up in the air right now. It's either a guy who was knocked out. We all saw that video, right? He should not be playing this week.
He can't play.
He was clear concussion protocol. He might play, or it's some duck quarterback,
yeah,
as you said. That game, I don't know who's going to win. It's going under. I got it at 41.5 right now. That game is absolutely going under on Sunday night. You're going to be pissed because everyone likes to bet the overs on Sunday to get even for the weekend. It's going to be a slow, boring game. Teams that want to play slow, Sunday night in L.A., it'll be a Steeler home crowd in that building. Give me the under 41.5 Chargers Steelers.
So
bet of the week. Lock of the week.
I can tell you, I bet on the Chargers. So the Chargers go down 14 points real quick last
check
week.
Check down.
And I was like, you know what? Chargers are good enough. They're going to come back.
So did I.
I got the Chargers at like plus 350. I'm like, give me the Chargers live line. Let's play this. And it never happened. Nothing. They did
look
like
at you
nothing
chasing live
the
line.
Entire
look at you like that.
Time. Yeah, you know, I told you, real degenerate. Just nothing was happening. And I was befuddled as to why they weren't extending the field more. But like you said, it's check down, check down, check down, punt, check down, check down, check down, punt.
How do they not get Keenan Allen involved?
I don't. He's
they just put their center on IR as well.
Yeah, and so
the offensive line was already decimated.
That line is way too big, and I like where Mutt's head is at. So my third pick of the week here. I'm not super confident in this one, but I really like the team. I was very shocked at how well they've played throughout the course of the season. I'm going to go to Monday Night Football.
Oh boy!
I'm going to take the Lions plus +4 at Lambeau.
Ooh, I like that.
I think the Lions have been playing great, even against the Chiefs. They kept it close all game. I think this is going to be kind of a defensive slog. I think you finally saw the Packers offense pick it up a little bit last week in Dallas, but I just think that's because they just got the run game going. I don't think they're going to be able to do that as successfully against Detroit. I think it's going to be a lot of three and outs. It's going to be a battle of a game in Lambeau, and I think the Lions even have a chance to win this football game. So knowing that and feeling that way, I think getting 4 points is awesome. I'm going to take the Lions +4 in Lambeau.
And a little pivot by me here at the end for my third one. I talked about Arizona-Atlanta. I still like that game. But Baltimore -11.5 versus the Bengals. I just like that because the Bengals defense has this extremely radical strategy where they just don't tackle. And that the Ravens are not an offense. That is not an offense that you really want to do that against. And like Lamar Jackson could throw for 10 yards, and I think the Ravens could score 30 points in this game. The Bengals are just atrocious, and I think we might have got out a little too hot on the Ravens defense the first couple weeks, especially after Miami.
And with all the cornerback injuries they've had between Jimmy Smith and everything,
but
they struggled.
The Bengals' O-line has just played so poorly. They can't block anyone for poor Joe Mixon, who's a great running back, but can't. His yards per attempt is way down this year. Yeah, that's a big line. I'm typically cautious with big lines, but I think I like the Ravens 11.5 at home against the Bengals.
That's a big number. That to me, it's like the Patriots game. I just have no... I would worry about that stupid backdoor cover where, you know, Dalton hits Gio Bernard out of the backfield. He breaks one tackle, goes 60 yards for a touchdown. Just a big number. Baltimore is a much better team, and they might be in the argument for, like, the third best team in the AFC. But that's a monster number, John.
That's a huge number.
I like it, though.
You're sweating that into the fourth quarter. You are.
Big time.
You are not putting that thing to bed. Right?
I won't be watching.
All right, Mutt.
If
you got
it's
another
that close.
One?
I got my three. I thought we did three picks.
Yeah, Shime's just not good at math.
Oh. Do you have another one?
I do. I actually have a...
Whoa, a bonus fourth pick.
Parlay
wow.
Partey okay. That I want to throw your way.
This I like. Now,
yeah, so actually this is
parlays
actually
parlays are so stupid, and parlays are such a money loser. I love the confidence Shime has with his parlays he gives out on Dale and Keith.
And you know what? I'm going to go with... actually, this parlay happens to have a pick from each of us. So there you go.
Oh, how about that?
Look at that.
Wow.
Just kind of worked out that way.
Is it the show parlay?
Basically, it's the show.
Okay.
Showtay parlay.
Payday parlay.
Yeah, exactly. So the first pick of the parlay, I'm going to go take one of Mutt's picks. I'm going to go with the over in that Arizona-Atlanta game.
Okay.
I really like that. Like Mutt said, high-powered offenses. Give me that over. The next pick I'm going to take is I'm going to take the Panthers -2.5 in London against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are just as ready to have an explosion of poor performances that we have seen unlike anything else this year. I love the Carolina defense. Give me Carolina -2.5. And as the last pick, I'm going to take my San Francisco 49ers +3 in L.A. Now, if you parlay all three of those together, bet 100, it's going to be +565.
Wow, there you go.
So I like that.
This we just learned Shime can be talked into things easily.
No, yeah. I actually liked all three of those
barely
picks.
Twisted
oh, you
like
the
coming
pick,
into
you
it.
Liked the picks before we gave great analysis on them. Okay.
Yeah, I just liked them even more following the great analysis.
Is this the one you'll give out on the air tomorrow? Is that already or is that a different parlay?
That'll be a different parlay.
Okay, so there's
and actually, I'm not even giving out a parlay tomorrow. I'm probably going to give out very similar picks to what I gave out here.
Oh, so you've lost the parlay so many times in a row, you're backing off.
No, Keith just hates that I only give out the parlay cuz he wants me to say that I can win. Like 2 out of 3 instead of if I hit 2 out of 3 on a parlay, you don't win
you
the
lose.
Parlay.
Yes, that's how it works. That's why
exactly.
That's why when you go to the window in Vegas, they suggest, would you like to parlay those, sir?
Yeah,
put
absolutely.
Those together because if you lose one of those in this three teamer, you lose for the day.
Exactly, which is why tomorrow I'll be giving you three picks. They'll be very similar to these, but not quite the same. And but the my parlay partay of the day, right there.
Well, I'm just hoping you know if I can hit on like 2 out of 3 components of the parlay, I'll be happy.
Guys, I hit 2 of 4 last week. I went opposite picks and went 2 of 4. Idiot. Oh, my God. All right, so I will say, so for next week, this is good. We get to tape every Thursday at 3.
Yes, sir.
Unless my schedule changes, then you have to work around my schedule.
We adapt to you.
I want to take a look next week at where the current futures are to win the AFC, NFC, and the Super Bowl.
Love it.
And look at, is there any value to be had after 6 weeks of football? Like, can we look at two or three where you say, well, there. Yeah, they're not
are,
a favorite.
Are you giving us homework?
Well, yeah, we're gonna. I'll email you guys the odds on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Well, and we'll take a look at where the futures lay because people have a chance now. Patriots aren't going to play until after Thursday night till Monday. So Sunday, people are going to go down to the rate. They're going to go down to the sports book. They go online. They're going to want something else to do besides just the games and their Pats games. We'll look at the futures and see if we think there's – maybe there's none. Maybe we say, you know what, the lines are solid right now. There's no value. Maybe we'll see a team or two where you say, you know what, it's worth 6-1, 8-1, 10-1 somewhere, especially in the NFC. Mm-hmm. The AFC is very top-heavy. But I think I could sit here today and tell you there are six teams that win the Super Bowl out of the – or get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC, and you could say, yep, I could see any one of those six getting there. That's what I think.
49ers are low right now.
Well, yeah, so that's one of the things –
they would be in the mix.
That's one of the things that I forgot to bring up earlier when I made my 49ers pick, is they're currently third to win the NFC West. Like, the Rams are plus 140.
That's a
Seahawks
tough division,
are plus 190.
Tough division.
And then the 49ers are, like, plus 230.
But the 49ers – they're the smartest team in the division.
Yes, with a
Shanahan.
Call me genius play caller,
Kyle Shanahan.
Oh my god,
Shanahan.
Yeah, keep workshopping that.
All right, so we got our picks. You will tweet these out from the account
Payday Pod.
The
on
Payday
Twitter.
Pod.
Wait, you put
all one word
in the handle.
Had to.
No, you didn't.
I sure did.
You could have worked around that. All right, we're gonna workshop
someone
that
had,
too.
Someone
you
had Payday
that.
Pod.
Yeah, someone had Payday. Well, Payday is the candy bar. Payday Pod.
Oh, so that's a
Payday podcast, okay. And then I had to add the. So the Payday Pod on Twitter.
Like El Payday Pod?
Why would I do that?
It's better than the.
We're not New Mexico.
For our Spanish-speaking listeners.
Okay, well, I would be more than happy to give them a Spanish pick of the week if I had to.
Okay, there's extra nonsense once we stop talking anyway from the beginning. So we should see. I'm not the host, but I would say we tell people to follow on Twitter. Please subscribe.
But you got to let us do our outro, Mo.
Yeah,
we have a great.
Oh, sorry.
Great
okay.
Please
let
subscribe.
Let me get out of the way. Wow.
Well, so here's the thing.
First off, Mutt, this is a community of podcasts.
Did you know that, Mutt? Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
There's actually great podcasts on this channel or on WEEI
now.
No,
there's not. This has its own channel now.
Well, yes.
We're off. I didn't want to be near Andy Hart. I'm sick of being near him. We're away from him.
I wasn't going to mention Andy Hart.
He kind of smells.
You said community. You said channel.
Yeah, there's a great community podcast like the Lucy and Elaine Show
and the Bradfo Show.
And the 5-Out Pod.
And the Skate Pod.
And then your unlikable friend, Andy Hart, and his podcast, The Off Day Pod.
The Off Day Pod. I'm so glad I've been emancipated.
And the Rich Keefe hashtag Dork Podcast. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. Which
all
I think
in this wonderful
is that the highest
podcast.
Technically rated podcast, the Dork Podcast, at WEEI.com?
Technically,
rated
yes.
or downloaded?
Downloaded.
Downloads it as The Off Day.
Okay, until we really start pushing this thing.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
The Off Day's numbers included the Payday's numbers in the past, so they lose us.
Hey, sorry, Hannibal. Gonna lose some.
Sucks to suck.
You know what? They'll probably still subscribe. They're not gonna. Although, if you don't, no, I'm not going to tell you to, no, keep subscribing to them, but subscribe to us. You'll get
Make
a new
sure
podcast every
us.
Thursday. You're going to get my horse racing podcast as a bonus when you get to November.
And
so
we have
the content,
some plans for some extra content
I've
as
heard
well.
That, yeah. Interviews, futures, content.
Yep.
I've not had a Payday candy bar in a long time. Are they
good? I didn't either. I just...
Can you bring some next week?
Sure.
So we the Payday podcast
I got the Halloween,
doing the Payday
I'll get the Halloween sized.
Oh, I can't wait for Halloween.
Paydays and White Claws next week.
We don't.
I just opened a whole bag of worms, and we got to go.
Yep. All right. Well, don't forget, follow us on Twitter, at the Payday Pod. You can also follow us each individually, at
MuttWEEI. Please harass us on our picks. Just harass
us. At JohnWEEI and at ShineTime. It's very easy to find us.
Simple. See you guys next week.
I'm good.
We usually sing for like 10 minutes before the episode starts.
I respect
you know?
That, yeah.
All kinds of stuff like that. You kidding
me? That's how we get in our mood.
Oh, man.
I just noticed that this was not recording my voice at all right now. Oh, no, it is. Never mind. Would that be good or bad? Hey, get out of here. Don't let me look at my notes. You're looking at my, looking at my chicken
notes.
Scratch.
Sharing notes.
Those are pod notes.
It's my pod notes. It's my pod notes for about 1 minute into the pod where I officially hand over hosting duties to you. We'll do a passing of the torch.
Oh, I can fix that. I decide I'm going to take every stapler, every broken staple home and fix them and bring them back.
I'd actually be very impressed if
the
you did
swing
that.
Line, all it needs is a pair of pliers, and this nice one will be fixed.
Look at that. Yeah, there's like eight staplers
like
in here, and they're
broken
all broken.
Staplers.
It's insane.
Welcome to radio.
That's why I actually stopped stapling stuff I print out for Dale and Mitch.
I
was like,
did.
Sorry.
Well, because like half the time it's easier to shuffle through the pages instead of fucking flipping them over and making a giant commotion anyways.
I love the staple.
Do you?
Do I need headphones, you think?
Yes, because I have sounds that I play.
Sure. Give me a second.
Wonderful.
We like to have some.
You want me to go grab you a pair?
I can get them.
Right.
You can use those.
These work?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Just plug them in. Lucy uses iPod headphones all the time.
Everybody seems to do that now. Like, you got to get Dale to do karaoke, Shyam.
Yeah, we really do. Keith sang with me a couple weeks ago.
He'll do it anytime.
True.
Do.
Oh,
I heard there's gonna be a podcast Halloween party for you guys.
What?
There's a rumor going around.
That's what Rob said. Apparently, at Lord Hobo, we'll be having a podcast Halloween party.
That's the rumor.
I'm in.
Did you break on a laptop and everything?
What? You have your notes. You have your screens up there. I want the odds. That's all we care about. Odds. What are the odds? What are the odds?
Yep, it's true.
That is what this is.
That's generally what this is considered most of the time.
Let's see here. How the Daily Fantasy caller last night? The caller talked horse racing and Daily Fantasy.
That is like a mutt wet dream right there.
My favorite caller ever.
Shit.
William Hill. Let's see.
I got it up right here. Can you see?
I know, but I want to see my own odds. So you have is it 17 right now for Patriots?
16.5 I have on here. Oh. This is on the William Hill site.
17.5, which is nuts.
We don't say that word.
Sorry.
We don't speak of them.
Numbers purposes.
Although notable. I don't know if you guys noticed. So a lot of line movement between today and yesterday when I came into it. Actually, I'm going to save this for when we're in the middle of the episode.
Let's see here. William Hill wagering menu. That one?
Yeah.
And then go to...
Yeah, that's what I've got. WilliamHill.com/US/NJ/football.
Hold on. Do that. WilliamHill.us.
No, .com.
Yep.
/US/NJ/bet/football.
US/NJ. NJ bet, and like all one word?
No, NJ slash bet slash football.
Oh, I X'd out the wrong one. I'm an idiot.
I might have to ask you that again. It doesn't work.
Sorry, you just click the wagering menu and then you click the word football because it's highlighted.
Hold on. Starting. So it's WilliamHill.com.
Okay,
that's what I was having an issue with. Because it was taking me to the European site.
Ah.
WilliamHill.com.
Tell me to download an app. This
slash
is bullshit.
US.
Slash US.
Slash NJ.
NJ.
Yep. Slash bet.
Slash,
excuse me, football.
Try again. You have reached our UK site.
Yeah, it keeps sending me to download iOS.
I'm going
to
click on I am in New Jersey, see if that helps. Yep, all lowercase call. Fixed it.
Was I reading? This is just ridiculous.
If you guys want, maybe I can just give my picks on this one.
No, it's fine.
This episode can be a primer to me.
Just keeps trying to get me to download your app. Like, I don't want to download the app. I've never had this issue before.
I have mine written down. Just look here. Okay. Although you can't. You'll need a mouse. You want the mouse?
Yeah, give me the mouse.
There you go.
This is ridiculous. I didn't expect this to be so hard.
All right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, me too.
Let's fire.
All right, we do a little intro, and then we pause, and then we go.
Sure.
Although, at this point, we're just fucking around, so.
Yeah. This goes on at the end. This goes on with our superfluous content.
Everything we just did is at the end of the episode.
Yeah, exactly. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.